All right, we're in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Chapter 3 begins and picks up on the thought of the previous chapter. The last verse had been, "For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ." We speak out of sincerity, out of transparency, out of a singular purpose. And he had said how, we are to them that perish the smell of death, and to them that are saved the smell of life. And that in both things we are victorious in God. So many people, when they set out to preach the gospel, try to craft the gospel in a way that it is pleasing to all. This is a mistake. The true gospel is not going to be pleasing to everyone. The truth of God and the things in the Word of God are not acceptable to all people. They're not pleasing. They are repugnant to some. That is normal. That's to be expected. And many errors arise from people trying to make it pleasing to all. I see this a lot when people try to answer the questions that skeptics have. There's a lot of trying to make every God appear to be acceptable, to make God appear in such a way that he is acceptable to all men. That's not going to be. And that's why he says, we are not those that corrupt the word of God. Because that is a corruption of God's word. Though, it seems like a good thing we're making God to be, we want to make sure we present God in the most amiable light. Right? And the light that is going to be most pleasing to the most people. But it isn't good. Because you're corrupting what the truth really is. And in that way, you may turn away some who were meant to love the truth. And then I have to ask the question of those who corrupt the word of God, whether they really love the truth in the first place. When you use stratagems and sneaky plots to try to weave your way into people's hearts and minds, hiding the truth, concealing it, are you ashamed of the word of God? So, with that sort of laid the ground, Paul begins to say, Chapter 3, verse 1, "Do we begin again to commend ourselves? Or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? Ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men, forasmuch as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in the fleshly tables of the heart." And Paul, what he's saying is, we are not those that corrupt the word of God. You see, are we commending ourselves? That's not what he's getting at. I don't want to be among those who corrupt the word of God. And what is not that Paul can commend himself. I recommend myself to you, right? But that's not his purpose in saying these things. Does he need... Because he's already been commended, is what he's saying. You already know in your hearts. I don't need to repeat this. I shouldn't need to repeat it. But he's drawing their attention to something. Now, some people go around with letters of recommendation in the form of many. They take many forms. I've been part of churches where I've heard tell of people who come around with letters from other churches saying, "Oh, this man is a good man. He teaches prophecy, and he believes in this doctrine and that doctrine." And in the letter, they detail what the man believes and what he teaches, and they give their recommendation. And then sometimes I suppose they would, and obviously that person at some place asked for a letter. "Would you write something recommending me to another church?" Because they liked him. And these days, those are for lay people who don't have any real qualifications, like me. I don't have any qualifications. I don't have any letters of recommendation. So what's my commendation to you? It's going to be the things written in the heart. The things that can be read in the heart. When you know that what is being spoken is the truth. You know, but what is it? You know, I mean, you're not qualified to be a teacher. You don't have a degree from an accredited university. You don't have the letter. You don't have a doctoral letter. You don't have anything hanging on your wall that says Doctor of Divinity or, you know, a graduate of blah, 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 blah. There's all kinds of people who hand out all kinds of letters of recommendation. Why do you trust those things? Why do people trust those things? They do trust those things. But I tell you, in the Word of God, there's no reason to trust those things. In fact, those things should absolutely not be trusted. The fact that a man has a degree, to me, should be considered a handicap. It should be considered to put him under a cloud of suspicion. Not that someone like that could not be of the truth. But I tell you, the things he learned at the place that certified him were not the truth. The educational, I don't know every school, but from what I've seen of people who have had an education and who have letters of recommendation, certificates of completion, you know, ordained ministers, from what I've seen, the produce of these institutions is corruption. And I don't know that because of someone telling it to me. I know it because I can read the epistle that is written in them. They are their own epistle. When I look at them and I listen to their words and I hear the things they have to say, and the words come forth, I can read them. They are an epistle. They are a letter. They recommend themselves. So, verse 2, ye are our epistle. And I'm just talking about the basic idea of someone being their own letter. Or people, you know, let's say my, if someone who studied, you know, the students of the teacher are his qualifications. Or not qualifications, they are his epistle of recommendation, of commendation, or whatever. I mean, they either commend him, or they make him look bad. And that can be true or false. I mean, someone could pretend, they could portray themselves as a student of a teacher, and not be the student of the teacher.